This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican members of the House Intelligence Committee are flagging reports about an emerging national security threat involving Russia and space technology. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says that he's known about it for about a month.
There's no need for public alarm. We are going to work together to address this matter, as we do all sensitive matters that are classified.
The Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Turner, has requested the Biden administration declassify the info so Congress and allies can openly discuss it. Speaker Johnson has had a meeting on the books with President Biden in the White House that's set to happen Thursday. The judge presiding over Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case will decide Thursday whether to remove District Attorney Fonnie Willis. USA's John Schaefer has more.
One of Trump's co-defendants argues that Willis should be disqualified because of her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. According to Georgia State Law Professor Clark Cunningham, this issue could prolong the proceedings.
I think what we're looking at is a kind of a mini trial on the Fonnie Willis-Nathan Wade affair.
Willis is accused of financially benefiting from hiring Wade despite his purported lack of experience in prosecuting felony cases. Willis has acknowledged the relationship but maintains it began after she hired Wade.
Police say they quickly detained two suspects after a shooting that left one dead and multiple others injured during the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
So I just headed all the way over here. There's like second shots in Union Station. And she's like, get out of there right now.
Chiefs fan Gabe Wallace recounting the ordeal. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas.
We have spoken to the Kansas City Chiefs, who made clear that their prayers are with everyone who was at the parade today and everyone who was touched by this incident.
The inventor of the snack Pop-Tarts, William Post, has died. He was 96. This is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The White House is explaining why it's pressuring U.S. House members to pass a new bipartisan foreign aid package that's passed in the U.S. Senate.
This bill will enable the Ukrainian people to defend themselves against Russia's ongoing brutal and unprovoked attacks. It will provide Israel with what it needs to protect its people against Hamas terrorists.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. This separate foreign aid package now faces an uncertain road in the U.S. House. The college football playoff has secured a long-term partnership with ESPN. The college football playoff announced a new rights agreement with ESPN Tuesday, ensuring the network will exclusively broadcast the expanded 12-team tournament until at least 2031. The agreement, valued at $7.8 billion over 6 years, will take effect before the 2026 6th season. There's a new legal battle underway involving a large monkey breeding facility in South Georgia. It's being run by Safer Human Medicine and is expected to bring roughly 260 jobs to Decatur County in Georgia. Some local residents worry the facility, which will house thousands of monkeys, could harm the environment. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the local elected commission went back on an agreement to provide millions in revenue bonds for the project. The company has since filed for a court injunction in response. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, and we're serious about it. We know the battle continues, and it requires all hands on deck. And thank you for joining in on the cause to save this country. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, the Treasury Inspector General for the Tax Administration issued its report calling out the IRS for continued negligence with respect to safeguarding private and personal taxpayer information. You heard that right. I mean, this is quite the indictment and quite the report against the IRS that we want to give more money and have more agents to do more of the same, which is just total incompetence is the way it looks in this report. Grover Norquist is with us now, the Americans for Tax Reform president. Good morning, Grover. How are you?
I'm doing fine. The IRS continues.
So are you shocked? Are you shocked and appalled by this report?
I'm appalled, and I am shocked that the IRS is making no effort to improve on privacy, having violated the privacy of many Americans, having sloppy handling of people's private data. So they don't even know how much stuff has been stolen by Chinese or, you know, whatever. And as you were saying, there's a new study out by the Inspector General, that the group whose job it is to keep an eye on the IRS, which was put in after the 1990s IRS scandals, when they were busy looking at people's IRS data and looking at movie stars and sharing their neighbors' IRS, you know, tax returns and next girlfriend, you know, for crying out loud. They're being very, very abusive. And they said, we need a watchdog on this. That was set up. And the watchdog came in and said, we want to do a study of how many very sensitive networks you have and how do you keep them from being hacked. And they were told by the IRS, we don't know how many we have. And we can't be bothered to look. Then eventually the Inspector General went and got all that information on their own, found out there were quite a few, and 153,000 IRS agents and some people who just contract with the IRS, 153,000 agents have access to, 364 sensitive systems. That's a lot of systems to
exactly,
to test. And that's tens of 150,000 staff can tap into that. These people leave and they don't lose their access. It's a mistake companies make too, but you know, they go bankrupt when they do stupid things. Because the government just says, go raise more money from the taxpayer.
Right. And here they are. I mean, of course, this is what's bringing this even more to light, was what they did with Donald Trump and other, you know, prominent figures here recently. And you've got an IRS contractor in this case, you know, going to jail, and rightfully so. But even then, I thought the sentence was minimal, didn't you?
It was. There were thousands of Americans whose data was breached, about 7,500, and there were also several hundred organizations that they went into and violated their data as well. And by the way, they haven't even contacted and told the 7,500. By the way, there's a left-wing group that has your data. They could be selling it or giving it to the Chinese or the Russians or to the mafia or to insurance companies or anybody they wanted to.
Or political political opposition. Now, has it been determined and certified, Grover, that, again, you know, those on the left think, oh, we're just a bunch of worrymongers and we're so paranoid. But time and again, when we see these gross violations that take place, interestingly, they seem to be targeted at a specific political interest group, you know, conservatives, Republicans and the like. I don't see any Democrats or Democratic interests being noted in these violations.
Well, there was one, Mr. Bloomberg, who had the audacity to run for president against Biden.
Yes.
Go get him, boys. Go get him.
Right.
Share his data with everybody you want. Maybe you'll find something embarrassing. And who knows what they've done with their data? Just because, you know, data that could embarrass somebody, you know, not if it was illegal, you could arrest the guy. But I'm talking about data that might be embarrassing or something. I don't know. Maybe they can contribute to foundations that are different than the ones they tell people they support. That kind of stuff can be used to blackmail people, and that you never see the light of day that
exactly.
the data was being used for blackmail. We don't know how the IRS and the people they gave the left-wing organization, ProPublica is the name, ProPublica, the name of a left-wing group, it pretends to be journalists, it's just left-wing political activists claiming to be journalists and stealing IRS data illegally, not returning it, not going to jail. I was told if you had possession of stolen property that you could go to jail just as much as the guy who stole it.
It works the other, because it only works in one direction. We know this. You know, everything about the justice system is so biased. And Grover, I don't know how much more the people can handle here, because there's no, you know, there's no consequence to this. The left is getting away. And, you know, we say the left overall, and some of the left say, well, it's not me, it's the Biden administration. Well, clearly it is the Biden administration. I mean, they're the tip of the spear in all this, just as you said. You know, the common denominator here is that if you are for Joe Biden and you're on the Biden team, all goes well with you. You know, even as ridiculous as, you know, an almost total escape by his son, Hunter Biden. But there's other interests that support the Biden administration that are getting away with nothing short of murder here.
Yes. And when the IRS itself steals, consultant to the IRS is the one guy who pled guilty, who knows how many people he worked with.
Exactly.
And by the way, he was also guilty of obstructing justice, which means he didn't cooperate and tell you everybody who was involved. He just pretended it was just the one guy. Normally, they want to catch everybody. The Justice Department wanted one fall guy. They got it. And he should have gone to jail, could have gone to jail for 5 years for every tax return that he stole and gave to the left-wing group. That's 7,500 times five. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
He was only charged with one and only sentenced for violating one.
See, these are the same people that tried to negotiate the deal for Hunter Biden. You know, it's like,
yes.
Right? There just seems to be a common thread in this insanity. And, you know, are you really serious about getting this under control? Well, not with judgments like that. I mean, basically, you get a slap on the hand, and they've covered the network. And the network continues to do their dastardly deeds because, you know, there's no consequence.
Yes, and of course, if they didn't steal your stuff, you now know that they could anytime they want, and there'll be no consequences. So they might be there tomorrow.
It's pretty scary stuff because this is, you know, this is just tip of the iceberg kind of stuff. You know, the stuff that's happening below the surface here, pretty dark and dangerous. More from Grover after
this.
Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you heard? To spark vital conversations about faith, the Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people during the year if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, tell them about the love of Christ. If they say they already follow Jesus, invite them to join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's easy to forget that there are people, even in our own backyards, who've never heard the good news. The Great Commission commands us to make disciples in all nations. And while the Tide Ministry is reaching millions of listeners around the world, we're asking you to reach the people in your own neighborhood. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can politely engage others in potentially life-changing spiritual conversations, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
With you. Glad you could join us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Grover Norquist, the Americans for Tax Reform president. I just want to put a bow around that first segment, if we could, Grover, regarding the Treasury Inspector General's report on the IRS. I mean, this, in a sense, is quite the indictment. But it seems also that the IRS seems to be impervious to this. I mean, even going back to the Lois Lerner days, I mean, what she was able to get away with Barack Obama kind of wink, wink, saying, hey, you need to go after those conservative groups. Maybe they should be checked into, right? And she quickly responds, and, this deal was such a, so many ways, such a gimmick. And Barack Obama got exactly what he wanted that is still having its effect today. And that is that these, Tea Party groups were, I think in still many cases, they were still unable to gain, some tax exemption, which would have, had they gotten a tax exemption, they would have continued to be and have grown into an even stronger political force. But he kind of rendered them, a bit inert, which, you talk about election interference, but nobody wants to talk about that. It's just swept under the rug. It goes on because the Democrats are able to cheat and steal elections with impunity.
Yes, and there was a study by four professors, a couple from Sweden, a Harvard professor, which said in those areas where there were rallies on Tea Party rallies, and compare them with places that wanted to have a rally but didn't because it rained, okay? So these are areas where there's equal level of interest in the Tea Party, but in one they got organized and had a rally, and the other they didn't. And they were able to calculate millions of more votes came out of those areas because of the Tea Party, and that's what swept the 2010 elections, which cost the Democrats the House and much of the Senate. But by 2012, all the Tea Party groups had been destroyed. They weren't allowed to grow. They fizzled. And by 2012, Biden was able to get himself reelected. Back to the Obamas' abuse of the IRS. He used the IRS to destroy a political movement he thought would be in his way. He destroyed it, and only because of that was he able to get reelected.
You see, and this is why we have what we have today in 2024, is because it has metastasized. They've been able to get away with it, even though, here you had Eric Holder, the attorney general of the country. He says there's no such thing as voter fraud. Of course, he said that in response to people's questions, particularly with the reelection of one Obama, and said, no, voter fraud doesn't exist. And I go, well, what an idiotic statement to make. People are getting arrested. They're spending time in jail for voter fraud, and you're the attorney general, and you say it doesn't exist? Come on, give me a break here. So all this deception has gotten us. We've been groomed to accept, I guess restaurants, they have what they call, at the bar, they call it poor profit. And they know what they should be getting out of each bottle of booze that they're selling in their bar. And they also know that there is waste. There's a certain amount of a percentage of waste that just goes along, with this poor profit calculus. And, America has been conditioned for the same way to consider and accept that, there's voter fraud. But if we can justify and somehow work out the calculus and say it wouldn't affect the, after everything's all said and done, yeah, there's voter fraud, but maybe it was a couple hundred votes. It wasn't hundreds of thousands of votes. Well, we've never gotten down to that. But in 2020, the numbers were so astounding that it wasn't just, a couple thousand votes that were in question. We're talking hundreds of thousands of votes that were in question. And because we've been groomed to accept a minor number, hey, why not make the leap? They've been buying into a minor number of waste and miscalculation. Hey, so what's another, couple hundred thousand votes here and there, especially when, the guy loses by 12,000 votes in some of these states. Right?
There aren't very many bank robberies, but we do care when they happen, and we oppose them, and we don't say they don't happen, and we punish them. even if you believed that there were some, but it was rare, you go, and we're going to make it zero. It should be zero. Yeah. We're not going to allow this. But they, unfortunately, don't. But you wanted to move on to another topic?
We were talking, let me see. About the release of the transcript on the special counsel report. And, of course, the Obama administration is doing everything they can to, block that. We always say in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And right now there's lots of room for opinion about what he said, may not have said, and who came up with the conclusion that, President Biden is a doddering fool.
Yes, the fellow who did the report, the special attorney that was appointed to it, is a Trump appointee of some sort. So the Democrats.
This is Robert Hur. You're talking
Robert
about
Robert Hur, right? Yep. Yes. They say, oh, he's a Republican. Okay. Well, he didn't release the report. The Attorney General released the report. He was a very big Democrat. So wanting the report released was the Democratic establishment and the Attorney General, not this other, not the lower level guy who did the study. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's interesting. And second, he wrote her he said, this is against the law, what he did, but I'm not going to prosecute because I couldn't get a conviction because I don't think I could convince the jury that he meant to do this. He's kind of old and doddering, and I couldn't convince people that, he sat down and did this on purpose and really remembers exactly what he did. That's why I'm not charging him. And that was based on a interview he did with them, and there's a transcript of it. So when the left says, oh, how mean of him to say we're not going to prosecute him, as if that was saying there was no crime. That's not what he said. He said, I can't prosecute him because he's not all there. Non-compos mentos.
I can't convict him, which is the same argument that Comey used for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, geez, I didn't know that. And so there's a transcript, okay? So the administration, which released the general finding of it, could release the transcript, and then people would read it and say, oh, my goodness, he's sharp as a tack. All these things are ridiculous. How mean of Mr. Hur to call him old and doddering. That's one option. I think if that was likely to be the case, it would be Biden who would say, please release the transcript. Everyone will see that this is nonsense. Or, two, second option, it does make him look old and doddering, and they don't release it in order to allow people like Biden and Democratic congressmen and senators to attack the attorney Hur and call him a mean jerk because he called the president old and doddering while hiding the evidence that they don't want shown. So it tells you everything you need to know that the Democrats are going, don't release the transcript. What should we ask for? Release the transcript. We never have to say the president's old and doddering. We don't know that, okay? But just release the transcript. Then everyone will know what's going on. Why don't you do that, Mr. President? Why don't you do that, Mr. Attorney General? Release the transcript of the interview with Biden, and then we'll know what's going on. No, there's no reason to call names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, for 3 years, we have seen Joe Biden's decline, and it has been rapid. I mean, if you watch video, even from the very beginning, what's really shocking is you've seen some of these collages that revisit Joe Biden as a senator, even as vice president, how articulate he was, and then compare him now as president of the United States. And, as you and I have discussed many times, Grover, it's not fooling anybody. I mean, everybody in the entire world knows Joe Biden is a doddering fool. They see it quite clearly, and they're just kind of shaking their heads And in many cases, I hear from people that they feel sorry for us, that he is the leader of the free world. He's the leader of our country.
Yeah, absolutely.
So transcript or no, there's still going to be 40%. It doesn't matter. 40% of people that are just going to believe that, he's still a genius. Go figure. Grover Norquist, he is a real genius. We know that. He's verifiable. Americans for Tax Reform President. Thank you, Grover. Take care.
You got it. Take care.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Police say they took 2 people into custody shortly after a shooting that left 1 dead and more than a dozen others wounded at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
We hop over. I hit my face.
One Chiefs fan who took shelter in the landmark Union Station nearby, the Chiefs offered condolences, did confirm all their players, coaches, staff, and families were safe. Democratic Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina is stepping down from his leadership role on Capitol Hill. The 83-year-old Clyburn served both as the House Majority Whip and the Assistant Democratic Leader in the House in the past. He tells WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina, he now plans to get more involved in President Biden's re-election campaign. Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet company is making a deal with the Israeli government now. The nation's officials announced Starlink technology will be used in Israel and parts of the Gaza Strip. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent. We're going to have John Schneider join us. Yeah, yes, you remember the name. Beyond the Dukes of Hazzard, the independent filmmaker, actor, singer, songwriter, is going to be joining us to talk about his new single, She's Worth It. He says it's a Valentine card to a country that he loves, that's given him, and us for that matter, so much in the name of freedom, something that no other nation has ever delivered. On the line with us right now is the one and only John Schneider, a famous patriot and lover of America, just like the rest of us. John Schneider, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, and what a lovely introduction.
Well, you know, I just so appreciate your work and your commitment, you know, all the way through, you know, as a patriot, as a contributor, you know, to the culture and, you know, your rich history. I mean, you've been blessed in so many ways, John, and we've been blessed, because of your blessing. If I can say that.
Well,
is that okay?
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Why not? Yeah. Well, I am so proud to be a part of the greatest country the world has ever known. Yeah. And I've felt that way my whole life. Mm. So when all of a sudden the wheels started coming off and people started telling us that, you know, we have secure borders when we don't, and we have people telling us we had free and fair and secure elections, which we don't, mm-hmm. It really churned something up inside of me. And I just can't allow in my little sphere of influence to let these jokers continue to lie to us.
Exactly. And that's the bottom line, is it's a big lie that's being thrust upon America, upon our kids. You know, they're growing up and they're being groomed to think that, you know, American exceptionalism didn't exist. I mean, forget about history. Forget about anything that you read about the country. That is all meaningless. You got people on the left, these Marxists that have taken over everything, our school systems, our government, our Justice Department, that are putting out a false narrative to put in the minds of young people that America is less than, that they didn't earn it through all the hard work and the sweat of their brow, that, you know, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents contributed to the greatness of this country. How dare they? How dare they, John? It's an insult to them and to us that believe in the exceptionalism of America, not because we're entitled to it, because, doggone it, we earned it. We did all the hard work, didn't we?
Absolutely we did. And, you know, I talked to people, there's a misconception among I'm not going to say that all conservative Republicans are honest, but we tend to be, and we tend to be fair.
Yeah.
And we tend to think that if we just put the question or put the facts in the right order, that the enemy will go, oh my gosh, of course. If we show them the error of their ways, they will repent. But there is no error to their ways. They're doing this intentionally. They're doing this willfully, and they're doing it very, very well. So
exactly.
I started noticing about 2 years ago. Maybe even three. I did. John Wayne had a wonderful album called America, Why I Love Her.
Mm-hmm.
And I recited the poem that the other Duke had recited.
Mm.
And I was talking about, you know, we are living in the United States is the tangible breath of God.
Yeah.
You know, this is not only where freedom lives and freedom reigns. This is, we are the example to what freedom is to an otherwise suppressed world.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lambasted by about three or four people started coming in and saying, how dare you call this the greatest country in the world? This country is this. This country is that. You know, and me and my simplistic mind was thinking, well, you know, if you don't like it here, then just leave. It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty simple. Share. It's pretty simple. You know, we've got people now saying they're going to do that again. And of course, they never do.
Right. Yeah, Barbara Streisand never moved out of Malibu, did she? I think she's still there.
No, she's still there down the street from Cher, who's still there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying this because I want people to understand that this is a very calculated, very well worked out plan that they have to get us, what's the country, subservient, to get us beholden to them. You know, once you invite the vampire in, you can't get him out of your house.
Exactly.
So once we invite martial law in, once we invite the military into these terrible situations across the globe, it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to get rid of them or to go back.
Yes.
And I think that's their plan. I mm-hmm. think their plan is to have, you know, we're so busy just trying to make ends meet.
Exactly.
Which is also part of the plan. Mm-hmm. You know, if we are struggling to pay for gas, if food all of a sudden in the last year and a half cost twice what it did, then we're more concerned because, like I said, we're basically good, honest, fair-thinking people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be able to talk like you and I are talking. We're not going to be able to gather together. We're not going to be able to participate in local government. And we're not going to be able to fix this problem before it gets unfixable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wrote this song. That's why I recorded this song, because I want people to know, especially the enemy, the chorus mm-hmm. is very important. That's why mm-hmm. we won't give up. Hell no.
Exactly.
In this lost world, she's our hero. Freedom isn't mm-hmm. free. It's up to you and me. Brother, I mm-hmm. believe that she's worth it.
Yeah.
But I've always been this way. Just now, now I need to be this way.
well, John, we need voices like yours, you know, to come out to counteract and to, you know, to really you know, speak truth to power, to come out and say, hell no. I mean, we're not going to accept the grooming. We're not going to accept you taking over the lives and bodies of our innocent children. Enough is enough. You know, as you say, America was God-given. I mean, this was an answer to prayer, America was. And as long as we honor that, it goes well for us. But, you know, we have lost our way. And but yet there is a lot to be benefited from in looking back at our history. And you help us do that with this song, She's Worth It.
Well, thank you. I'm very proud of it. Every word, I mean, one of the lyrics is kind of what you just said. You know, to do this, it's a duty, it's a right, it's an obligation to stand for her and fight because she's our nation.
Exactly.
You know, we have this, folks who are listening, this is no longer an option. If you want to continue living in the greatest country the world has ever known, if you want your children and your grandchildren to live in the greatest country the world has ever known, if we don't do something right now, and we took a wonderful step, I think, when we impeached Mayorkas.
Yeah.
I don't think Schumer is going to get rid of him, but we sent a message.
Exactly.
The message, the likes of which we've never really sent before. So,
well, John,
woken up the sleeping giant. There you go.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Well, John Schneider, I think that's a good intro into the song. I want to play She's Worth It. Congratulations and thank you. It blesses us. It inspires us. John Schneider, your song.
You are so welcome. You're so
here
welcome. Folks, go to johnschneiderstudios.com. johnschneiderstudios.com. God bless you. Stay free, America.
It'd be so easy to turn our backs and walk away. Ignore the fires burning. Live to fight another day. But I'm believing that no matter what it takes, her amber waves of grain should grow forever. It's a duty, it's a right, an obligation to stand for her and fight, for she's our nation. That's why we won't give up, hell no. In this lost world, she's our hero. Freedom isn't free, it's up to you and me. Brother, I believe she's worth it.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer. Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kids.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single silver unlimited plan or higher requires. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the silver unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour is the way I look at it. And the way I look at it, I'm seeing Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide. He's with us now. Dr. Ted, how are we doing?
We're doing extremely well. It's Ash Wednesday. It's one of my favorite days. Mm-hmm. And you probably celebrate Valentine's Day because I don't know why you would celebrate it, but Ash Wednesday is a great day.
No, so why do you discredit? You discredit my Catholic background, and of course Ash Wednesday. This sets the day. I mean, the 40 days of Lent. These are like the high holy days for the Catholics. Are you kidding?
Well, it shouldn't just be the Catholics. I mean, it should be everybody.
Yeah, everybody, you know, exactly.
We're 40 days of preparation for Easter because we love Jesus.
Amen.
And we love the fact that he went into the wilderness and that he resisted the devil. And it's, you know, it's a message to us that we can resist the devil. God gives us the power.
Yeah. And the number 40, you know, that represents temptation. So there is significant about that. And the reason that we are tempted to go through the refining fire, that we would grow in our maturity and our faith and be better on the other side. But I've always appreciated Lent because it is a preparation time for the most significant day in our history. And that is, you know, the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Amen, right?
Yeah, you know, for centuries they didn't worship or celebrate Christmas. They just celebrated Easter. So the church has changed a lot, but I think that Ash Wednesday, of course, to make Ash Wednesday really great, you got to celebrate Mardi Gras, which is Fat Tuesday. So you've got to eat like a little piggy on Mardi Gras. So that makes it greater.
Yeah, so somehow you can hibernate during the 40 days of Lent. You know, we're humanoids are so silly sometimes, Ted, you know, when you think about it. But anyway, that aside, boy, a lot of feedback on the gala. In fact, I had a dear friend call me up, and she said, I have a bone to pick with you. I said, what's that? She goes, you were supposed to be there, and you weren't there, and I was on the red carpet by myself. And I said, but you look so gorgeous, and I saw the picture of you and Ted together. I said, I'm sure fun was had. And I said, I keep promising Ted that one day I'm going to surprise him and show up there. I'm only hearing great things of the gala. So all the great work by you and the staff again paid off, and fun was had by all.
Good. Who was your friend on the red carpet?
Suzanne Niles.
Okay, great.
Yeah. She had a nice little picture of you and her. And, you know, and so here you are with another one of the beautiful people in our industry. And she's gorgeous inside and out. She's just such a, you know, just a real special woman of God. She's been such an encouragement to me over the years. And but yeah, she was so funny. Called me, I got a bone to pick with you. You were going to be here. I said, oh, you know, Suzanne, if you only knew. I was so close, but yet so far away. So anyway,
I love you a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's talk about let's talk some movies here that you've reviewed. Cabrini.
Well, Cabrini comes out after Ordinary Angels, so Ordinary Angels is next week. So why don't we talk about that first?
Okay.
Because it is a great, great movie. Again, it's the Irwin brothers who've done it, and they get better every time. And they were at the gala last week, and John Gunn, and I've taken John Gunn around the world to talk about some of his movies. It's just terrific. But I watched it, and it, you know, it's Alan Ritchson, who we know from doing really tough parts. Suddenly he's got a part, but, you know, he's lost his wife. She dies 3 years after his daughter. It's a true story. They always do true stories. His wife dies three years after his daughter is born. And then 5 years after she's born, she finds out that she has a liver that's diseased and dying. And he doesn't have any money. He doesn't have any way to solve the problem. And this woman, played by Hilary Swank,
does an absolutely
great job. I'm amazed. You've seen the movie, haven't you?
I have seen the movie. It's an awesome movie. And I got to tell you, I mean, the Irwin brothers, great catch in you know, getting Hilary Swank. I mean, this, you know, because here you are. I mean, you're talking about you know, this has so much family value and Christian messaging in it. You know, so I was really pleased to see her in it.
Yeah, it's very, very well done. Now, because we always put a caution, there's extreme alcohol use, especially by Hillary, because she portrays an alcoholic who hates herself. You know, she's wrecked everything in life. So this is her last lifeline to try to help this little girl. And then, of course, Alan plays Ed, who doesn't trust Hillary at all. He says, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? Why are you bothering with me? And she really rescues him at several key times. So she is an ordinary angel. She's an ordinary woman with extreme problems who's trying desperately to help this little girl to recover from and get a liver transplant. And it's a beautiful movie. And if you don't cry and you don't like it, oh, I know other people who don't like it, so don't worry about it.
No, it is a precious movie, and the thing that it reminds me of, Ted, is that, you know, the giftings and talents that God blesses us with, and what we see in Hilary Swank is that she uses her gifts, her ordinary gifts that God has blessed her with, to bless this family and save this girl. You know, and it's always, I find, interesting when God has made for an appointed time for people to come together, because in this story, if not Hilary Swank, then who? Right?
No, she did such a good job, and it's nice that she's just claimed her Christianity, which is really wonderful.
Oh,
and Alan's claimed his Christianity, but, you know, he does movies with a lot of violence and some sex. So I don't know when he's going to grow to beyond that point.
Well, you know, the fact that you make that profession, it is always there gnawing at you like it did to you and I. I mean, it, you know, our walk, we go from glory to glory, and God in his grace and mercy and forgiveness, you know, says, hey, it's not over. You know, I've got to, you know, I'm God. I'm still working on this. And,
amen.
You know, right? And
we're
so
under,
we're
under construction, but you're not. You're set aside. You're a saint. You're practically perfect. You have no flaws.
Yeah. Well, we this show needs to come with a disclaimer that not all things are totally true, just, you know, in advance. Okay. All right. So, four minutes left. Let's talk Cabrini. Yeah.
Yep. And Alejandro Monteverde. And I can say that.
I love that name. I just love to say it. Yes.
Yeah, he was there with his wife, Allie, who's a very famous model. And if you you couldn't see the red carpet because we don't go on for a month. You know, we always edit it. But he did Sound of Freedom and every one of his movies, just like Guns and the Irwin Brothers, and it keeps getting better. And the Irwins always run up to me at our event and say, you know, you helped us to get better. So, and Alejandro wants to, you know, he does the same thing. But Cabrini is a very powerful movie. And although the subject of the movie, Mother Cabrini, is a very Roman Catholic Italian, they avoided being too sectarian. It's really a very powerful story of a woman who comes from Italy. First, she has to fight the church. The church won't let her come anywhere. She wants to go to China. So she goes in and meets with the Pope, which, you know, just contradicts what I just said. But anyway, he sends her to New York. She sees all the poverty and the orphans. These are the times when, you know, every generation of immigrants who came into New York, because my father was on Broadway for a year, every generation has been at the bottom of the barrel, and the Italians were at the bottom of the barrel. And she starts taking care of the orphans, finding out that many of the young girls are being prostituted. And it's a beautiful story of a woman who will do anything to serve God and to proclaim the gospel and to love people in a very powerful way. And for anybody out there who's concerned about its Catholic roots, it's not sectarian. It's about faith. It's about her faith and her willing. Right. She at one point she's dying. She's got overwhelming odds, and she's willing to live the gospel in word and deed.
It's reminiscent to me, Ted, of Mother Teresa in some regard.
Yes, think? Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Wow. Can't wait for that. And Cabrini comes out when?
March 8th.
March 8th. Oh, wow. Okay. So coming soon to a theater near you.
And it's going to be a wide release, and the people who made it are all good friends. So go and support it.
Well, in the spirit of Valentine's Week, we might say, and, you know, of course, the greatest one to ever give us his heart is God himself. An article at movieguide.org is how God's love satisfies feelings we want, right?
Well, I'm amazing because Danica McCullough, of course, was at the gala last week, and she's been at previous galas, and she just came to Christ about 2 years ago. And, you know, she goes in that article for things that we all know because we've been around, but we forget it. She says, what do we all want? You know, this is what led her to Christ. Do we want money? You know, money can give us security, but it, sooner or later, that could collapse, and then you don't have any security.
Right.
We want recognition. You know, as I tell people when I'm lecturing, because my father won the box office award in 1936, and I say fame is fleeting, and then I spoke at a school near Washington, D.C., and I mentioned John Wayne, and they didn't even remember John Wayne. So fame is fleeting.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Recognition isn't going to satisfy you. The only thing, and I'm cutting ahead in the article, and you should really read the article because it's a beautiful testimony. The only thing that's going to satisfy you is Jesus Christ.
Dr. Ted Baer, the founder, publisher of Movie Guide. Thank you, Ted. Take care. Godspeed, my friend. We'll see you next week
in
Nashville.
God bless. Bye-bye.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body